This week's sustaining member question is about workplace white lies. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. First, I wanted to thank you for your thorough answer to one of my past questions. I just became a sustaining member because this podcast has truly been sustaining me. Seriously, I'm having a hard couple of months. For no good reason, I'm honestly truly blessed in so many ways. And Awesome Etiquette lifts me up and helps me be better when I just want to be crabby. So thank you. Anyway, my question is on behalf of my wonderful partner. To preserve anonymity, I'm not going to go into too much detail about what his job is, but it's one that is pretty unusual and seems incredibly interesting, fun, and exciting to outsiders. However, my partner's particular workplace is actually quite toxic, and it takes a lot out of him. One example among many is that the director regularly expresses his offensive opinions about women, uses foul language in a vindictive, malicious way, and generally behaves like a spoiled toddler. We are taking steps to get out of this situation, but it could stay this way for a while. So here's the more immediate problem. As you are both aware, an important part of small talk in the U.S. is talking about your occupation. When we go to socialize with his parents' friends, they are always very quick to inquire how his exciting job is going. Things like, oh wow, it must be so amazing to be an... insert occupation here. Of course, these people mean well and are just trying to make conversation, but it puts my partner in a predicament. He doesn't necessarily want to lie and say, it's going great, thanks, because it's taxing to keep lying. And also, lying is generally not a good thing. But he doesn't want to bring up the pile of problems or invite further inquiry by indicating that things actually aren't that amazing. He's tried saying things like, it's hard work, I'm learning things every day, etc. But I can tell that being asked about his job constantly is taxing on him. I care a lot about him and hate seeing that social situations, which should be a respite from the daily work grind, make him even more stressed out than he already is. We know all these inquiring folks are just being interested and kind. We just wish it were easier to find ways to move conversations away from the inevitable subject of work, since it's such a critical part of identity in the U.S. We know it's not like that everywhere, but when we try to ask others about extracurricular activities like hobbies, family, etc., a lot of them don't really have anything to talk about. Darn you, 60-hour work week. Do you have any suggestions for how he and I can gently move away from this subject without A, lying, or B, telling the truth and turning it into a complaint fest? Or maybe we can find some way to be more proactive about avoiding the subject of work during small talk. I'm not sure what to do. I'm so bad at small talk. Please help us make socializing more fun and less work. Thank you so much in advance. Kindly, Off the Clock.
Like we said, similar to our other question, but different. This is really tough, and having a good go-to that you have practiced and feel really confident just delivering and leaving out there is important. So I've got three different rounds of sample scripts here, all right?
Let's do it.
The first one is when you want to avoid altogether. You can just straight up say, let's not talk about our jobs. I'd love to relax and hear about XYZ. You're directing them to a conversation you want to have. You're letting them know that right now you don't want to go into work. But it is a let's do this together and relax and talk about something else.
I really like that.
I do actually really like that, too. I'm going to start using that one. So when you're okay engaging with it just a little bit, but you want to move the conversation along, you can just say, work is going well. Thanks for asking. How about you? What's going on with the family? Don't ask them then about their job because it'd be easier for them to bounce it back to you and your job. When you're asking them about your family, it's going to be a harder jump for them to come back and say, oh, yeah, the kids are great. You know, Kelsey's on the soccer team and this is happening. But what about that client that you must have just signed or that thing that must have just happened that's all over the news now? Like, it's harder for them to make that jump when you've said what you've said.
I hear you. For your little bit script, as in, I'm willing to talk about it just a little bit. I was even thinking you could add a dosage of reveal. Work is going well. I like this little project. Thanks for asking. How about you? What's going on?
So you have like one reveal that's ready to go.
Exactly. You sort of, and you can decide.
Give them the tidbit.
What that dosage is. And maybe you've given just enough of a treat. You've fed that beast just enough that you can satiate it and move on. And that might be easier. I like having that tool in the toolbox.
Okay. So when you've laid out your line, but they kind of ask a little bit more. I'm thinking something where, wow, it must be so cool to work with, you know, so-and-so. You can say, yeah, it can be exciting, but I love nights like this where I get to get away from it all. Or, you know what I love? Getting away from work. These are the clear indications of, I'm hearing you, but let's not go there.
I like that. And I also like the smile on your face when you deliver these lines that allows me to interpret them as not accusatory, but as genuine and sincere. You know, work is one thing, but I treasure these moments that I get to spend with people outside work where I get to be a different part of myself or whatever that is that you're really communicating when you're saying this to someone.
There are plenty of times where we choose not to divulge our truest experience because it's private or because we don't want to be talking about it. And it's important to know that that's okay and it's your choice when you decide to talk about these things. Your partner is in a difficult work environment situation. And right now, you're making the decision that what's best for all involved, and remember, that's what etiquette is coming down to, what's best for all involved is for you to not be talking about that and experiencing it outside of work. And that's why I think it's important that your partner feel confident about engaging at any level or choosing not to engage in the work conversation. And you know, we've given ideas for how to do that respectfully and maybe even a little cheekily at times or a little heavy-handed, but with the idea of I really do want to hear about you and engage with you on a social level tonight. And I think that's important to recognize that it's not lying in this circumstance. And I don't even think it's white lying. I think that this really is you choosing your privacy and your discretion and using that to the best of your advantage to make a social experience a positive one, both for you and your partner and for the other people that you're with.
Those concepts of privacy, discretion, tact are all fundamental to good etiquette, and they're important skills in managing complex social relationships. And we are all incredibly complex people, and the ways that we navigate the different parts of ourselves and the different areas of our lives and allow them to communicate with each other is a big part of how we decide who we are and how we operate as social creatures. I couldn't agree more that it's not lying to decide to be discreet or private about something. And it's not hiding it either. It's not that you're protecting this person or this situation. It's just that you don't always need to get into it. It's really, I think, in this case, more about protecting yourself. And you don't need to feel bad about not divulging in these social situations. I think that it's in some ways really about taking care both with yourself and the people that you're interacting with, who frankly have a very different expectation
right
than what the reality is. And it's just a lot to navigate to get those two streams lined up, and maybe more than you want to do in that moment.
Off the clock, we hope that this helps and that your off the clock moments are going to feel a lot more off the clock.